101.5 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and we just heard Marvin Gaye from 1999's Bowfinger, one of the many behind-the-scenes movies featuring writers. Those wonderful ones working in the film and TV industry, responsible for bringing some of our favorite stories to life. So in celebration of the Writers Guild of America calling an end to their recent strike after 148 days on the picket line, let's start this first set off with a music and trailer set in the early days of Hollywood, including Sunset Boulevard, In a Lonely Place, and Barton Fink. We'll also hear Billie Holiday and Dave Grusin from the soundtracks of Trumbo and The Front that depict the dark days when Hollywood was blacklisting writers. But first, let's hear Howard Shore with some music from Ed Wood, a truly original writer who was immortalized in the 1994 movie of the same name from a screenplay by Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski.
Thank you. Harper speaking. I'm talking from the bedroom of Norma Desmond. Don't bother with a rewrite, man. Take this direct. Ready? As day breaks over the murder house.
Yes, you'll read the big black headlines about Norma Desmond and this Hollywood scandal. But you'll never read the true story about the rest of us who were part of it. Me, for instance. Joe Gillis, a promising young writer from Dayton, Ohio. And Betty, that nice kid I met at a Hollywood party, who knew nothing about me, but knew what she wanted. Don't you love Artie?
Of course I love him. I always will. I'm just not in love with him anymore.
What happened?
You did?
Well, we should have lived happily ever after, like they do in the movies. But this was different. Because this is a Hollywood story about the people who make the movies. The little ones that you never hear of, like Betty and me. The great ones, like Cecil B. DeMille. All those who knew Norma Desmond, a strange woman who left her mark on all of us who crossed her path.
Has it ever occurred to you that I may have a life of my own, that there may be some girl that I'm crazy about?
Who? Some car hop or dress extra?
What I'm trying to say is that I'm all wrong for you. You want a Valentino, somebody with polo ponies, a big shot.
What you're trying to say is you don't want me to love you. Say it. Say it.
Gloria Swanson, one of the great personalities of this generation in a role that comes to an actress once in a lifetime. Rising to the heights, William Holden creates a startling portrayal. And a new star is born in Sunset Boulevard, Miss Nancy Olson.
Joe? Where are you? What's this all about?
Why don't you come out and see for yourself? The address is 10,086 Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, come out to see for yourself the film that reaches a new milestone of dramatic daring. The film that every critic says is a giant among motion pictures.
Thank you. What inclement weather.
What are you drinking, Uncle Bill?
Oh, just a little ginger ale, dear. Pull up your chair.
You know, Uncle Bill, I've been thinking. Why didn't you ever marry?
I was in love with a beautiful blonde once, dear. She drove me to drink. That's the one thing I'm indebted to her for. go and pack your little portmanteau, will you, dear?
All right.
Think of that parachute. What a bump. And how fortunate to have, how do you do? Do you live here?
What are you?
I'm an American citizen.
An American Eagle?
I know, it's the first time I've ever been up a plane in my life. I'm, just a man.
Man? I never heard that word before.
You didn't?
Are you really a man?
Well, I've been called other things.
I've never seen one before in all my life.
You never have, eh?
Just a minute, Mr. Fields. There's a limit to everything. This script is an insult to a man's intelligence, even mine. You drop from a plane 10,000 feet in the air, and you land at a van without a scratch. You play post office with a beautiful blonde, and then you throw yourself over a cliff in a basket. It's impossible, inconceivable, incomprehensible. And besides that, it's no good.
Did you see Mr. Steele last night?
Yes. As I came home, I saw him going to his apartment with a girl.
That girl was murdered between 1 and 2 o'clock this morning.
I hadn't anyone till you. I was a lonely one till you.
What's he doing here?
With or without his wife or tailing me?
I've been looking for someone for a long time. I didn't know her name or where she lived. I'd never seen her before. And a girl was killed, and because of that, I found what I was looking for.
First, you have to have enough imagination to visualize the crime.
You're driving up the canyon. You put your right arm around her neck. You get to a lonely place in the road, and you begin to squeeze. You're an ex-GI. You know judo. You know how to kill a person. Go ahead, bruv. Squeeze harder.
You know Dix didn't do it. You saw him after the girl left.
But Lochner has a different idea. He believes Dix could have done it. I left his office feeling as though he were trying to warn me. I came here because I wanted to say these things out loud and be laughed at. But you're not laughing.
Let me in. So, are you taking to Las Vegas?
No, I know.
Are you packing to go on a honeymoon?
Yes, of course.
Are you packing to run away from me like you ran away from Mr. Baker?
Thank you. Criticize me, but I'm going to do just as I want to anyway, and don't care just what people say. If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say take all of mine, honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my last nickel and it leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do. Well, I'd rather my man would hit me than for him to jump up and quit me. Ain't nobody's business if I do. I swear I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Thank you.
listening to Mondo Hollywood Celebration of Writers on UMFM. For a complete set list, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. And from 2020's Mank, where Gary Oldman portrayed Herman J. Mankiewicz, screenwriter of Citizen Kane, that was Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Let's continue to hear from other movies who made writers central to their plots, including The Player, Seven Psychopaths, and 1982's Best Friends, in which Burt Reynolds and Goldie Hawn played fictionalized versions of Barry Levinson and Valerie Curtin, who wrote several movies, including 1979's Injustice for All, during their five-year marriage. But let's start this set off with Georges Delerue's theme from Contempt, the 1963 Jean-Luc Godard film where Brigitte Bardot begins to prefer film producer Jack Palance to her screenwriting husband.
From director Robert Altman comes a story of Hollywood.
I got a writer in here who's got a pitch I think you ought to hear. I think it's hot.
We open outside San Quentin.
The Graduate, part two. And Mrs. Robinson had a stroke, so she can't talk.
It's going to be funny?
Yeah, it'll be funny.
Griffin Mill is a hotshot studio executive.
Yes.
Angelica, Griffin Mill.
Oh, hi.
Good to see you.
Malcolm McDowell.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bert.
Good to see you.
He's heard every pitch.
That's exactly right. It's Out of Africa meets Pretty Woman.
He knows all the angles.
We're going to have a little sex in this.
Okay, sure, of course. We'll get it.
Slowly, he pushes her panties down to her knees.
And all the players.
We're the stars.
No stars.
No stars?
Bruce Willis.
I want Bruce Willis.
Not Bruce Willis. No Schwarzenegger.
Julia Roberts.
Now, he's about to star.
How did this get here?
They're coming from a writer.
Hello, is David Kane there, please?
This is?
This is Griffin Mill.
Oh, the dead man.
In his most unforgettable story yet.
Stop all the postcards.
I don't write postcards! I write postcards!
This is a tough story. A tragedy.
Not unlike Ghost meets Manchurian Candidate.
The trouble is...
something you have to know.
If you went to Pasadena with intent to kill, you could go to the gas chamber.
It's not a movie.
I'd like you to come down to the station.
I would hate to get the wrong person arrested.
Oh, please. This is Pasadena. We do not arrest the wrong person. That's L.A.
It's his life.
Are you seeing someone else?
You took her to a party, Griffin, with several hundred of my best friends.
Do places like this really exist?
Only in the movies.
Robert Altman's The Player.
Can we talk about something other than Hollywood for a change?
Yes.
We're educated people.
Yeah, sure.
Suppose
the music never.
Yeah. Have you ever had the feeling that the world's gone and left you behind? Have you ever had the feeling that you're that close to losing your mind? You look around each corner, hoping that she's there. You try to play it cool, perhaps pretend that you don't care. But it doesn't do a bit of good. You got to seek till you find, or you'll never unwind. Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground, because my angel eyes ain't. Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes tonight? So drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. I got to run. The facts uncomfortably clear. Got to find who's now number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Tell me why my angel eyes ain't here. Ask it why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
And that was Carter Burwell's The Evolution of the Screenwriter from 2002's adaptation, written by Charlie Kaufman and starring Nicolas Cage in a brilliant performance as twin writers. We also heard Sting with Angel Eyes from Leaving Las Vegas before that, which earned Cage an Oscar for playing an alcoholic screenwriter. And thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood today. I hope you can join me again next week for another curated hour of soundtrack music. Let's end the show with some music from the sitcom writing world, featuring writers such as Carl Reiner, Larry David, Tina Fey, and one-time ELF writer Jerry Stahl, whose descent into heroin addiction was portrayed by Ben Stiller in 1998's Permanent Midnight. We'll also hear a clip from the 1960 pilot of what eventually became the Dick Van Dyke Show, with Carl Reiner as Rob, and Sylvia Miles, yes, the same one from Midnight Cowboy and Mort Gundy in the Buddy and Sally roles, made famous by Maury Amsterdam and Rosemary. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay safe and take care. And let's start off this last set with Elton John and the title track from 1999's The Muse by one of the true comedic geniuses out there, Albert Brooks.
When I can't find words and wisdom in my life and barriers abound, should I feel blinded by the light, knee deep up to my neck in heavy water, I conjure up my muse. She's my means to achieve a simple quota. When it's make or break, oh, make no mistake. Oh, she appears like lightning in a bottle. I catch the spark, oh, and she lights the dark. The knot's undone, oh, the ideas come. On the throttle, there's a place, a one-way street's in doubt. No red lights ever change. We wind up with no exit out. Facts to facts and stumbling blocks delay the mind. That's when my muse arrives. So loosens up in time. When it's make or break, oh, make no mistake. She appears like lightning in a bottle. Yeah, I catch the spark, oh, she lights the dark. The knot's undone. On the throttle.
Candy writes the Alan Sturdy show.
You need them to help you, Daddy?
Well, no, I don't. Yes, I do. I could write alone, but it's difficult to write a show alone every week.
So you need them?
Yes, I need them. But I'm the main one. I'm in charge.
Rob, can we get started working? I got a blind date tonight with someone I may marry.
Yeah, okay. Rich, just sit here and you'll see how we write the show. All right, let's get to work now. We have a lot of work to do today, and I don't want any horsing around. Do you understand?
I understand. You don't want anything like this.
We're way behind schedule.
Snappy service.
Oh, right.
75 cents.
Without the tip.
But you know, I pay Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You pay Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. Keep the change.
Thanks.
Hey, I seen the show you fellas wrote last week. I liked it. Thank you. Nobody else in my family did, though. I guess they don't care for that kind of junk. But I like it.
Hey, what's this? Next week's script, huh?
Hey. Listen, you're not going to write another silly show like you did 2 weeks ago, are you? You know, the silly stuffing comes out in those silly outfits.
No, silly. You don't have to do silly things like
that. I hate that. I don't like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with me. I never put mustard on a green cheese sandwich. You know what I mean? Because that's silly. That's really silly stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
No
silly stuff.
No.
We'll be right back.
Oh, well, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. I said, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people stand back when a young man walked by. But nowadays, the old man got all the money, and a young man ain't nothing in this world these days.